Amen. Good morning. I want to share with you two shailas that I was asked regarding Chol HaMoed, and Baruch Hashem, those are probably the favorite shailas that I do get, because Hilchos Chol HaMoed is the unwanted stepson of Klal Yisrael, in a certain sense. So any efforts to ask shailas to actually care about the halachos of Chol HaMoed is a welcome joy. So question number one, I'm sure it's happened to you at some point, is you have to take care of something in the car, and during the week you drive to work, you need your car. On Shabbos, the dealership is closed. What's the perfect time to take care of your car? Chol HaMoed. So the question was, I need to take care of something with my car, could I send it in and pick it up on Chol HaMoed, pick it up after, you know, whatever the arrangement would be. That's question number one. Question number two, seemingly an unrelated question. The question was, I have a problem with my bathroom. On the kids' bathroom, there was a leak, and there's going to have to be a hole they're going to have to take up the floor, because the leak was, I think, under the floorboards or something. They're going to have to rip out the floor, repair the leak, put the floor back on, and when the kids are around, there's going to be a lot of sawdust, apparently, and they're going to track the sawdust all around the house. It happens to be we're away for the first 2-3 days of Chol HaMoed. So is that that's the perfect time that we could schedule this item to be repaired, and the sawdust will be cleared out before the kids get there, and they're not going to track the sawdust all over the house and ruin all the other things that we've been, the carpets, whatever else is in the house. So those are the two questions that I got. Interestingly enough, they are really identical questions. You'll see why. Let me discuss with you the shaila of fixing the transmission, just for example, with a story. Story goes like this. It's actually a seif in the Shulchan Aruch that says the following. Somebody who has to go driving on Chol HaMoed, right? Let's say you have to drive to Hershey Park, v'chadome, and you realize that your horse doesn't have its horseshoes on, or your horse doesn't have his nails clipped properly. What does that sound like? In modern terms, it sounds like you have transmission trouble, right? That's just about the same thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch, somebody has to go on a ride on his horse on a moed, or either l'tayel, or for the tzarech moed. Yochel litol, he's permitted to snip the nails, the horse's nails, and to fix the horseshoes to the bottom of the horse. And you could repair the saddle and the bit, right? The resta and the bit in the horse's mouth, and all the other needs for rechiva. So it sounds like it is permitted to do on Chol HaMoed or not permitted to do these things on Chol HaMoed.
Does he need it for Chol HaMoed?
Yeah.
He needs it
for Chol HaMoed. Okay, so let's talk about you needed to fix your transmission so you could go to Hershey Park, make the shaila even more exciting. So it sounds like it's mutter. If you need it, certainly if you need it for Chol HaMoed. Mutter for Shalom Bayis. That's Pikach Nefesh. We're not dealing with Pikach Nefesh, Shailas. That's beyond the scope of today's shiur. Says the Shulchan Aruch, however, there's a big however. Uvilvad, as long as, and this line appears at least three, if not more times in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Shelo Yechavin Malachto B'moed. Uvilvad, Shelo Yechavin Malachto B'moed. What is this in it called Mechavin Malachto B'moed? Mechavin Malachto B'moed means, you know, before Yontif, that something's going to have to be taken care of. It's not like the plumbing breaks in the middle of Chol HaMoed, uh-oh, Davar HaAved, let me fix it. It's not like all of a sudden there's a leak on Chol HaMoed, uh-oh, Davar HaAved, let me fix it. It's not like Chol HaMoed, you wake up in the morning and say, and some 12 or 13-year-old boy says, Abba, we have to go to Hershey Park today. Okay, we have the car is not, we have a flyout, let's fix it. No, we're talking about that I knew that there was a problem before Yontif, and when am I scheduling its repair? I'm scheduling for Chol HaMoed. So there, all the heterim, which do exist in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, for example, Tzorech HaMoed, for example, Tzorchei Rabim, for example, Tzorchei Mitzvah, all these different heterim that come up in different applications, different manifestations, that actually are heterim to allow certain things on Chol HaMoed. Once you know of the problem before Yontif, and you say, okay, I'll wait to Chol HaMoed to take care of it, that's called Mechavi Malachta B'moed, and all of the heterim, all the kulas, whoosh, down the drain, you don't have any of the heterim. Yes?
Tzorchei Rabim, they
Tzorchei Rabim is a very specific prat. I don't want to get into that. What? Tzorchei Rabim, you're right. There are certain types of Tzorchei Rabim that you're allowed to do, and the reason for that, the Ravid says, the reason why certain Tzorchei Rabim is you're allowed to schedule for Chol HaMoed, listen to this, is because if you wouldn't do it on a day when everyone's off, it would never happen. So therefore, there's certain Tzorchei Rabim, fixing the roads, fixing the mikvahs, that they specifically did for Chol HaMoed, waited for Chol HaMoed, the Ravid says, the heter of Tzorchei Rabim is because since no individual is responsible for it, in other words, if you have the mikvah and there's a guy who's in charge of the mikvah, you're not allowed to fit. There's no heter of Tzorchei Rabim on that mikvah. But if there's a mikvah that nobody's in charge of, in other words, everybody's in charge of it, everybody's responsible. So what happens when everybody's in charge of something?
Nothing gets done.
Exactly. So therefore, in that kind of scenario where everyone's in charge of something, so nothing ever gets done, that's the heter of Tzorchei Rabim. And that is the one case where it is permitted, yes, to schedule something on Yom Tov, because that's the time people will be at home from work, and even people will never take care of anything, because it's no individual's problem, no single person is responsible. They will, okay, they're off from work anyway, they'll take care of it. That's the heter of Tzorchei Rabim, and yes, that would be an exception, where Mechavim Lachto B'Moed would be Mutter. However, in all other cases, I know what you're referring to, I don't remember the sugya clearly enough, I can't answer you off the top of my head. I remember what you're saying. What? Can't hear you. No. Is that clear? Yeah. All the halachas of Isser and Chol HaMoed does not make a difference if it's a Jew doing the malacha. If it's mutter, it's mutter for a Jew to do it. If it's Aser, it's Aser for a guy as well. Of course, there might be exceptions. I'm knocking into the exceptions. In unusual circumstances, but typically, whatever is mutter and chol hamoed is mutter, whatever is aser and chol hamoed is aser, even with a guy. So, for example, you know, I get the shaila all the time, oh, could I wash whatever in the washing machine, but I won't put it in, the guy will do it. That doesn't make a difference. Obviously, chol hamoed has a lot to talk about. This entire sefer is on Hilchos Chol HaMoed, all 500 pages of it, so we did not cover all of them tonight.